joining us again at the Football Writers Association website for a quick chat about all things Premier League is Mike Collett, football editor at Reuters. Mike, we're resuming the Premier League action now after the international break, and things are pretty close at both ends of the table. Let's maybe start at the top there. A few weeks ago, it looked like Tottenham Hotspur were away and clear, a couple of defeats, and it's kind of opened everything up again. How do you see the race for the top four panning out?
Well, I don't think that any Tottenham fan would have thought that it was done and dusted even 2 weeks ago, even when they beat Arsenal 2-1 and moved 7 points clear of Arsenal. There is a real feeling about the Tottenham situation. Have they got the mental toughness to actually take that third place like they should have really done last season and wrap it up? I'm not so sure that they have. I think Manchester United definitely are going to win the league. There's no doubt about that, I don't think. Manchester City, are they nailed on in second place? I'm not 100% certain. So I think there's really City, Spurs, Chelsea, Arsenal are going for those three places. And I think it's going to pan out the way it has done for the last few seasons, although Spurs did get into it. I think it's going to be United win the league, City second, Chelsea and Arsenal third and fourth.
People say Arsenal have had a terrible season, but well, here they are all of a sudden knocking
absolutely,
on the door.
Absolutely. There is something in the DNA at that club. They can go through their ups and downs, but really, when it comes to the sharp end of the season, they normally start putting the results together. I think the win against Swansea in Swansea just before the international break was enormously significant. It came just a couple of days after winning in Bayern Munich, Bayern. Okay, they went out of the Champions League, but they rediscovered their pride that night after losing to Blackburn and Bayern in the FA Cup and the Champions League at home. So it wouldn't surprise me if Arsenal finished the season as they have done so often with a real flourish. Chelsea, just look at the players they've got. They've had a very up and down season, but they are still right in there. And it would be really quite an ironic or fitting end to Rafa Benitez's time at Chelsea if they were to, as ever, finish in the top four places and maybe even take second place. I can see that happening.
Do you think it might be a distraction of the Europa League for Chelsea and Spurs, maybe?
Possibly, but I think they've got big enough squads, and I think they're experienced enough, certainly Chelsea, you know, in Europe, to cope with the demands of both competitions. Really, Spurs, Chelsea and Newcastle in that Europa League mix, that is another fascinating side issue, isn't it? If the three of them get to the semi-finals in due course, that'd be very interesting. Final in Amsterdam, possibly, on May the 15th.
And finally, let's have a quick look at the other end of the table. Just as exciting, just as tight. I mean, Queen's Park Rangers put a couple of results, but that was a huge win for Aston Villa. Wigan are the dark horses again. Yeah. I mean, a couple of wins for them and they could pull everybody right back in.
Wigan have got that experience, haven't they, of getting themselves into trouble and climbing out of the hole. I think the real one to watch is Sunderland. Sunderland haven't put any kind of form together all season, whereas the others have. Wigan have had a little run, QPR recently, even Villa in spurts. And I think that Sunderland could be the team that is sucked into that bottom three. I don't think Villa will go down. I just think they've got a bit of distance now. I think Reading are definitely down. I think QPR will go down. And I think that last place, I would say, between possibly Wigan and Sunderland. It'd be a shame if QPR go down, you know, because they have battled. Harry has tried to change things there. Yes, they've spent a lot of money, but it's a club that you know, traditionally has played really good football, and it would be a shame if they went down, but I think they will.
Mike, thanks again for your time.
Pleasure.